just a short update here. Isn't it interesting to trace the history of what Democrats, where they were, and then what they've become now? Because before Trump, Democrats were anti-war, pro-free speech, right? Pro-tolerance, inclusiveness. They said that they stood for people to express themselves, and they said, be yourself, and they wanted diversity, including diversity of thoughts and ideas. What have they become today? The left-wing Democrats in America today have become, where do we begin? All about censorship. They shut you down if they don't agree with what you say. They groom children. They are pedophiles. They're child rapists, child traffickers, child mutilators, and child murderers. And they celebrate these things. They celebrate indoctrinating a child to make sure they are confused about their gender. They celebrate the idea of secretly injecting children with castration chemicals, you know, gender benders. They celebrate this indictment of Trump because they want to declare all their opposition to be just criminals. These are the worst traits of the worst totalitarians in history. And the trans terrorist movement now, the trans militants, these are gun-toting terrorist freaks who are gunning down Christians and claiming that they have the right to target anybody who doesn't support their trans-demonic, transhumanism ideology. Remember the Day of Vengeance, which they then canceled, but they spent money on gun training, and they had the AR-15, AK-47 t-shirts about Day of Vengeance. It's like, you must accept trans or else. That's what they believe, and they are the left. The left, the Democrats, have become the worst, most evil human beings on this planet. They despise children. They despise reason, the rule of law, fair elections, freedom to speak. They despise all of that. They are absolutely horrible, demonic, satanic, abhorrent creatures who are incompatible with human society. They are the worst of the worst that planet Earth has to offer. They're worse than just straight up communists or fascists or Marxists. These are communist, fascists, and Marxists that mutilate children, which even Hitler didn't do. I mean, think about it. Even of all the crimes against humanity that you can think of, the mass killings, the ethnic cleansing, the Holocaust, even in all those cases, as horrific as they were, they never mutilated children just because they thought that was wonderful. They didn't chemically castrate children. They didn't cut the genitals off of children and celebrate it. And so Democrats in America today have to be, well, all power has to be removed from them through peaceful means, elections, the courts, or just voting with your dollars, denying them access to your money. Never again support any corporation that is woke or that supports Democrats, or that donated money to a BLM, or that donates money to the LGBT cause, which is now tainted by this trans terrorism. Don't support any restaurant, any brand, any clothing company, any broadcaster, anything. If they support those causes, they are complicit with terrorism. They are complicit with the mutilation of children, and they are incompatible with human society. There's a great book out there by Nikki Bilou, B-I-L-L-O-U, and it's also co-authored by Wayne Allen Root. It's on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, and I know Amazon is one of these virtue signaling corporations, but this book is worth getting wherever you get it, because I think it's called the Great Patriot, what is it, the Great Patriot Boycott book, B-U-Y-Cott, and it's a list of pro-America, pro-human companies that you can support. And by the way, we're listed in that book too, which I didn't even know until I interviewed Nikki Bilou, but we're listed there as well. So support the companies that support humanity and that defend children and defend America, defend freedom of speech, and defend America, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Founding Fathers, the Bible, and withdraw your support from everyone else. Never vote Democrat. Never give your business to a company that supports what the Democrats have become, which is monsters, murderers, mutilators, demons, Satanists in human form, the most abhorrent creatures to ever walk the face of this planet. That's what they are. And of course, they're intolerant on top of that, because they will not allow anyone to speak in criticism of them or anyone who disagrees with them. Not allowed. Not allowed. So get ready. It's going to get interesting here in America. I call for peace, by the way. Don't harm anyone. Don't call for violence. Call for peace. But vote with your dollars. Vote with your elections. Use the courts as necessary. Use your voice. Use the alternative media platforms and tech platforms like Brighteon.com, and let your voice be heard. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.